Coming up on today's edition of the Locked On Raiders podcast, team owner Mark Davis donates $1 million to Uvalde, Texas. We'll let you know why he did it and what former Raider player played a major role in him making that donation. Plus, you'll hear from that player coming up on the show. Not to mention, the Raiders were very active on Thursday in the city of Las Vegas. They held a draft luncheon at Allegiant Stadium and also held a Nike 11 on event at the Intermountain Healthcare Performance Center. So I'll tell you all about that coming up on today's edition of the Locked On Raiders podcast for Friday, June 17th, 2022.
Your Locked On Raiders, your daily podcast on the Las Vegas Just Raiders. Win. Part of the Locked On Podcast Network. Just win. Your team Just every win. Day.
Just win.
You ought to win as a Raider. Pillaging just for fun. He'll knock you round and upside down and laugh when he's conquered and won.
And welcome in, Raider Nation, to another edition of the Locked On Raiders podcast. Thank you so much for making the show your first listen each and every day. Remember, you can find a Locked On Raiders podcast free and available on all platforms. And before we get into today's show, just excited that the Golden State Warriors were able to secure their fourth NBA championship in the era of the Big Three. And the Big Three I'm talking about, of course, Steph Curry, Klay Thompson, Draymond Green. Steph Curry getting the MVP for the finals, the first time in his career. And you can get that monkey off his back. You can get rid of that conversation because it happened. It's a done deal. He's a four-time champion, and I love every minute of it. It was a great game, a fantastic finish. The Warriors did their thing. Glad that they finished it in six and didn't have to go to game seven. I didn't think it was going to happen in game six. I thought it was going to have to be a game seven, but they got out to a great lead and started to give up that lead late in the game, but they were able to battle back and extend that lead and get that W and ultimately get the championship, winning in Boston. Definitely didn't want to see any parts of a Game 7. Glad I don't have to worry about that. But congratulations, all the Warrior fans out there. Shout out to you, man. It's been a long time coming. It feels like, even though, you know, they were only off that stage for just a very small amount of time, it just seemed like it had been so long with all the injuries they dealt with. So I don't know about you, but for me, this one was just as nice, if not better, than their very first championship they got. And so glad that Steph Curry was finally able to get that finals MVP so everyone can shut up and stop talking about it. So shout out to the Golden State Warriors. Shout out to Steph Curry and the rest of that squad for getting it done. Now, let's go ahead and jump into the news and notes of the day. We found out on Thursday that Raiders owner Mark Davis donated $1 million to Uvalde, Texas to help secure the campuses after everything that had gone on with the tragedy that we had not too long ago with the campus shooting and all the children losing their lives and everyone that lost their lives and all the families that were affected. He talked to former Raider safety Van McElroy, who I didn't know until about a week ago, actually grew up in Uvalde, Texas, and still lives right outside of town. And the way that he found out about the tragedy that had gone on is he had actually drove into town that day to go to a Mexican restaurant. And then all of a sudden, that's when he saw all the cars on the side of the road. He saw the police flying by him while he was headed into town and was wondering what was going on. He literally pulled over and had to talk to some people that were like on the sidewalk and ask him what was going on. That's how he found out about it. Had to reach out to his son because he has grandchildren that go to the elementary schools there in Uvalde. So long story short, and you'll hear from Van McElroy coming up later on the show in segment number two and segment number three, he reached out to Mark Davis and talked about, we've got to put a finish to this. We got to put an end to these kind of tragedies that are going on our schools. I mean, it shouldn't happen. And so Mark Davis said, put a plan together. And if we're going to make this happen, let's make it happen. He came back with the plan, showed him what was needed, told him what was needed as far as the money, $1 million. And Mark Davis said, done, I'm in. And that was awesome. And again, I can't even tell the story as well as Van McElroy can. So you'll hear that conversation coming up in segment number two and segment number three. I had him on my radio show on Thursday. And man, it was just so great to be able to have him on. I wanted to talk some football with him as well. But of course, with the seriousness of the conversation, there's very little football talk. But just one of those conversations that you definitely want to hear. And again, I'm just so glad that Van McElroy and Raiders owner Mark Davis, you know, had the stones to say, you know what, enough is enough. Let's do something. Let's stop talking about how it sucks to see these things happen and pray for the family, yada, yada, yada. And like Steve Kerr, the Warriors head coach, he said with the day it happened, you know, as a society, we're numb to this. We should not be numb to this. We've got to put ends to it. And it's not about being political. I'm not trying to bring that to the stage or anything. I didn't bring it to the radio show either. But I think that everybody could agree that these kind of tragedies should never happen. You should never drop your kids off at school and wonder if you're going to be able to pick them up or not. You should never have to do that. And so Van McElroy is trying to make sure that all the campuses there in Uvalde are secure. And I really do encourage
all the different pro teams across the country. I don't care if it's football, basketball, baseball. Give back to the community. You know, take a lesson from what Van McElroy and the Raiders and Mark Davis are doing and do it yourselves. Do it yourselves in your own community. Can you imagine if just we went out of our way to make sure all the schools were secure? How much better society would be? You know, I mean, obviously there's going to be issues that are going to happen and there's going to be tragedies that happen, but at least our kids are safe. So I really respect Mark Davis for stepping up to the plate and very, very much so respect Van McElroy for being, you know, the guy to get the ball rolling. So you'll hear that conversation coming up a little bit later. Really good conversation with former Raider safety Van McElroy. Also on Thursday, the Raiders had a draft luncheon at Allegiant Stadium, and all the draft picks were supposed to be there, and I believe every one of them was except for Zamir White, the fourth-round running back out of Georgia. And it's funny because I was running around town trying to be involved with everything like I always do, and so I went to the luncheon, and I got there about 12 o'clock Pacific Standard Time when the doors opened, and I was out of there by about 12:40. I had to get back to the radio station and record an interview for my radio show, and then so I was just I had about enough time to grab a hat. They gave me an NFL draft hat, the Raiders draft hat, and I grabbed the bottle of water. And that was it. You know, took a picture with some of the Raiderettes. Like, everybody took a picture when you walked in. There was a couple of Raiderettes standing there, and that was it. But from everything that I heard, it was a pretty cool little event with the draft picks. Of course, JT the Brick, he hosted the event, so I'm sure he'll talk more about it on Raider Nation Radio 920 today, later on today when he takes over at 12. So I'm sure that that'll be a good little listen just to, you know, get a kind of a feel for what that whole thing was about. But just him sitting on stage kind of doing a little Q&A with the Raiders draft picks, and I believe that Raiders.com actually broadcasted it live when it happened. So I'm still looking for some of the audio. If I get some, of course, I'll bring it to the table, but I do not have any just yet. Well, that wasn't the only Raider event that I was at on Thursday. I also went to the Intermountain Healthcare Performance Center after I got off the radio because they had a Nike 11 on event. I thought that that was really cool. It's kind of like the 7-on-7 drills that they have, but this one, it also includes offensive linemen. So they have a couple fields where there's actually competitions going on, the 7-on-7s going on, and then the third field they have offensive linemen drills going on. So everyone can participate. And so all the schools in the Las Vegas area that were participating, Arborview, Liberty, Basic, Las Vegas, Green Valley, Canyon Springs, Centennial, Desert Pines, that was all the schools that were participating in the event. And I'm actually going to have the coach that won the event, his team that won, he'll be on my radio show a little bit later on this afternoon. And I honestly don't even know what coach won, what team won just yet. I'll find out in a little while. I don't know yet because I had to leave and go home and watch the Warriors game, the rest of the Warriors game. But I was able to spend a little while there, and they were up there late, man. It was after 10 o'clock, and they were still at the Intermountain Healthcare Performance Center, still doing their thing. So I had to break out and watch the game at the house. I got to see some of it at the practice facility, but definitely had to go back home and watch the rest of it. So I will be talking to whatever team their head coach won the whole event, the whole tournament put on by Nike at the Intermountain Healthcare Performance Center. I'll be talking to him later on my radio show, Unnecessary Roughness, Raider Nation Radio 920. But how cool is that? You know, I mean, you want to talk about memories that a kid will never forget. I'm looking at these guys, and I saw a guy make an interception in the end zone, and I thought, and I even said to one of the guys standing next to me, I said, can you imagine that story about 10 years from now? He's going to talk about how he intercepted the ball in the end zone right above the A in Raiders, and he looked up, and Derek Carr was standing there, or, you know what I mean, or just something like that. I mean, look, you're at a professional football team's practice facility doing 7-on-7. You know what I mean? Like, that's awesome. That may be the only interaction that a kid has with a professional team or being at their facility, and to be able to have that opportunity and the Raiders opening up their doors and saying, yeah, we want to host it here. Just like earlier, or actually, well, it was late last year, late 2021, where the Raiders hosted the state championship games in Allegiant Stadium. You're going to see a lot more of that. That's part of giving back to the community as far as part of being involved with the community and the youth in the community. So I think that that's really cool that the Raiders are really trying to be adamant, making a point to do that. You know, we also had Tom Flores, High School Coach of the Week, I had every single week on my radio show. And so they're very much involved with the community. And I think that that is a really cool thing. And so for these high school kids to be out there and to have that opportunity to just go out and have fun and play these football games, these 7-on-7s at the actual practice facility, and it's sponsored by Nike and the Raiders, it doesn't get too much better than that. So that's really all I got for you for segment number one of today's Locked On Raiders podcast. Kind of news and notes going on with the Silver and Black around town on Thursday. Coming up in segment number two, I told you, Van McElroy, former Raider safety, he'll join the show, or you'll hear the conversation I had with him on the show on Thursday talking about that $1 million donation that Mark Davis made to Uvalde, Texas to help secure the campuses, what it meant to him, what they're going to be doing. He kind of rolls out what they're going to be doing. It's a very good conversation. You'll hear that coming up in segment number two and segment number three. Before I get to any of that, though, I do want to tell you about betonline.net. They're your number one source for all your betting stats and sports information. They got the latest sports developments, news, and odds. Well, they had the NBA Finals. Obviously, that's over. They got the Stanley Cup Final. That's going on. MLB, fighting news, MMA, UFC, boxing, and a whole lot more. BetOnline.net is your continued source for all your sports wagering information. They've got live betting, esports, and a whole lot more. Go to the website today on your laptop or your mobile device. Learn about the trends and all the action. BetOnline.net, that's where the game starts.
Your Locked On Raiders, your daily podcast on the Las Vegas Raiders. Part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
All right, Raider Nation, here we go. Segment number two of today's Locked On Raiders podcast. Time for you to hear the conversation I had on Thursday with former Raiders safety Van McElroy talking about the $1 million donation that Raiders owner Mark Davis gave to Uvalde, Texas, why it meant so much to him. Obviously, he's a native of Uvalde, Texas. We know about the tragedy, but just a really good conversation with the former Raiders safety, the Super Bowl champ. So without further ado, let's go ahead and jump into that conversation. Van, it's been a minute, my man. How are you doing? How's things going with you?
It's going okay. It's a little rough down this way, to be honest with you. I'm just trying to kind of gather it all up and figure out just what happened, you know, and how everybody's going to go forward and how lives are going to change a little bit. But I think everybody, we're starting to find some answers going forward. And we had the last funeral this past Sunday. And so we waited until that time, and then we had made this announcement obviously yesterday, and so I think there's a plan ahead, and I think the only way we remember those the young kids, I mean, you know, and it's hard, I mean, because everybody, I mean, I've got kids and grandkids, and it could have been them, and so the only thing I can say is that, you know what, by answering their memory, we got to make this thing safe.
Right. I agree 100%. And, you know, I didn't even realize that you were from Uvalde until John McClain had told me that you were from there. And then I started putting two and two together. And I read the story about how you even found out what was going on. You're driving into town, you know, to go eat. What was that like? Because that's such a small town. You just don't expect something like that to happen there.
You don't, and it was, they were coming from every which direction. And I'm talking about the you know, every type of security, you know, from police to Border Patrol to, you know, you go down the list, sheriff's office, just a light blazing and cars going beside you. And it was a bit crazy, you know, again, a little small town. And here I am just kind of going the back way over to get a little Mexican food and all of a sudden it's just coming from, and the schools, you know, they have, you know, probably three or so entryways road wise and it was just it was crazy on either side of those. The cars were starting to pack up, these guys, meaning the policemen, were trying to get by, the lights again were going crazy, and it was just nuts. And so, yeah, and you know, I pulled over and saw a couple and just trying to figure out, and that's when I heard that there'd been a shooting there at the school. And so I began to kind of reach out, and because I've got my little grandson over at Anthony, and which is a school not far away,
right,
second grade, same elementary, I got four elementary schools here. And so it was just a tragedy. It's just a tragic event.
Yeah, it was. And, you know, that day, I know that Warriors head coach Steve Kerr, he was very adamant and angry about the fact that as a society, Van, we're numb to it, and we shouldn't be. These kind of things shouldn't be happening, but it's almost like when it does, we're like, yeah, that's not surprising. That sucks. But it's, you know what I mean? It's like we shouldn't be in that mode, but we are, because it's happening far too often.
It is, and I, and you know, the difficult part, you know, Texas is a big gun place, and so to get the politics out of it, to be in this area and the different places, because I do think, I really do think, you know, there are some, probably some things that, that can be done with age and what have you, and not to really get into that. But I know one thing that we can control, that's a simple deal. There's no issue on either side of it, is making these places safe, and you can make them that way. I mean, you really can. And what we're doing here is you're starting off with a with unscalable, you know, a fence that's just impenetrable. I mean, it, you can't get in the thing. You know, there's one entrance. There's control there to start off with. Then you have your camera, so you have eyes on the facility, and then you have all the doors, and really almost, in essence, and I hate to use this word, but almost turns into a bit of a prison. I mean, every right. one of these doors have codes, and only certain people can get in. You got to have a code to get in or a card, and you can't get in these things. And if those things, just those things alone were there, I don't think this guy could have done much damage.
Right. I agree. I agree 100%. Yeah. No, I'm with you. And like you said, you don't want to use the word prison. You don't want to make it have that feel. But I'd much rather have that feel and have that sound to it than what happened, right? I mean, I'd much rather, you know, every one of those children, everyone affected, not have that kind of situation happen. Again, we're talking with Van McElroy, former Raider safety here on Unnecessary Roughness, Raider Nation Radio 920. So we find out today about Mark Davis donating $1 million after a conversation with you. How powerful is that, and how much does that mean to you, knowing that you could sit down with your, you know, with the Raiders owner, you know, a guy that you, you know, were there eye to eye with all the time, and him understand what you're trying to get done, and him give a donation like that?
It is overwhelming. I'm just telling you. It is crazy. And just to, you know, we've always had the saying there at the Raiders, and they're all those little bit, you know, once a Raider, always a Raider, you know, just win, baby. Those types of statements that are made, but and starting with Al Davis, Mr. Davis, I mean, it. He really... really made those things sink into guys, because I'm telling you, if you played and you won, they were going to take care of you. And he took care of me, maybe the highest paid safety in the league for a year, you know. And then, you know, some guy, no name guy by the name of Ronnie Locke, came along and took that over. But you know, and but he was going to do those types of things if you were winning and working hard and having success. And then the other side of that, you know, Mark has just come in and done an incredible job. I think better than any owner in the league of making the Raider organization a family. And what I mean by family, I'm talking about, you know, if you played on that team, you're part of the family. And he just done a great job of that. We've had different events, you know, gone up there and seen some of the older guys. I say some of the older guys, I'm one of them. but it's just great to see those guys and come in and several of them actually live there now and help out with different events and what have you. But, you know, bring us back. It was great to go back and see Tom, obviously, and Coach Flores, and, you know, losing Mike Davis. But in all of these, whether they're difficult situations or just exciting situations, you know, we're all there together. You know, we laugh together, cry together, celebrate together, and I think that's what family does. And he's done a great job of all those things, brother.
Yeah, no, he really has, and I was very impressed when I saw that after that conversation with you, he was willing to make that kind of a donation. And I thought, this Van, like, man, I wish that other owners of all kind of professional sports would follow that lead and say, you know what, let me help the community that we're in and do something like what you're doing right there at the schools there in Uvalde and help making those campuses safe. Wouldn't it make sense for other ownerships to step up and do the same thing?
Absolutely. And they can. And here's the deal. You know, what Mark did was, it wasn't simply a, you know, one of those deals, you know, to all of a sudden get a headline somewhere and given this amount of money and what have you. It was a conversation about, okay, listen, tell me what y'all are going to do. I mean, what's going to take place with this money? How is this going to, you know, is it just going to be one of those things that goes in and everybody just talks, oh, that was so wonderful, and you really don't even know where the money went or how it even worked. And in this case, it was a very, very direct, you know, thought of, okay, here's the deal. You know, you get me the amount. Let's talk about it. So I did all that. I came back to them, you know, to do what we're talking about. It's going to be $1 million. And he said, as long as we're going to get this done, I'm in. You know, with no hesitation. And so the point of all that discussion there, talking, is the fact that, yes, teams can step up. They can do this, but be very direct. And those receiving, you know, the mm-hmm. different schools receiving that, get something done here. You know, get these schools safe, because, again, you can make them safe. You really, really can. And we don't have to fight over a lot of things. At least we know when a parent, you know, has their kid in the car and they leave him, drop him off there in the morning, they can see him go through a certain entrance with you know, with that fence and all the things that are there to protect him and or her, and they're going to know at the end of the day, you're going to have a child to pick up, and that's a good feeling.
It is. I mean, it makes the hair on my arm stand up when you even mentioned that, because that was one of the things I said the next day, like, as a parent, and, you know, Father's Day is coming up on Sunday, like, you should be able to drop your kid off at school and be confident that you'll be able to pick them up when 3 o'clock rolls around or whatever time they get out. And far too many times, Van, that's just not the case, and that has got to stop. Regardless of how we feel politically about anything, that's got to stop. We've got to give our kids a chance.
Absolutely, and you're exactly right, man. I mean, that shouldn't even be on your brain as a parent, as, you know, kind of going, okay, you know, I'm going to, okay, I drop you up. Man, I hope we'll see each other. I mean, you know what I'm saying? The idea or thought of any of that, just, it's just got to stop. So whatever we do and everybody, you know, and in the midst, and my point is this, is that in the midst of trying to work together or figure out some of these difficult aspects of the political side one way or the other, I know right off the bat, right now, there's nobody against making these schools safer.
Right.
So we can get that going as those discussions and discuss, you know, those talks go forward on some of these other issues that people are pretty hard on either side. I think those discussions can happen. I think everybody can come together, because I think everybody wants everybody to and have some sort of feeling for that. But, man, let's don't waste time on this. It's time. I think that this is a great way to start it. Other schools wake up. Other teams wake up in the NFL, as you suggested. This is what you need to do. You need to go in, find out how much it's going to cost to get your school safe, and then spend the money to make it safe.
You know, and Van, to your credit, and again, we're talking with Van McElroy here on Raider Nation Radio 920, you got out in front as well and said, hey, we as a community have got to do this. And so you also put your name on it, put your money where your mouth was and said, we've got to stop this as well, because this affects all of us. So we just need some good leadership, you know, in our communities.
We do. We, you know, and I know the superintendent here, Hal Harrell, I've grown up with. We've known each other forever. And most of those people there at the office there, I know. And so I was able to go in and sit down with him and be very direct about it and say, Hal, listen, you know, this is what needs to transpire. And if this can happen, then this is going to happen. And he was all over it, all on it, and they had the plans, you know, actually big tech file full of the door, you know, just what the doors look like, what the fence, the wrought iron, you know, fence will look like, and, you know, all just everything that we're trying to put in these schools to make them safe, everything is there. So you can eye it and see it and feel good about it. And then we're going to implement and get those things going. And every school can do that. Just sit down and get to a point, be direct about it, and stop all the, you know, sending money. And 2 years later, all the cameras are gone. Everybody's doing, they're going through life again. And then something else happens, and you talk about it again, and nothing really happens. You just it's you know, you do it all over again, and then so now we're going to be direct. We're going to get it done. Other schools, other places get this done.
I love it, man, and thank you so much for stepping up to the plate, and like I said, being out front and saying, hey, let's go get this done, and putting something behind it to go ahead and make that happen, man. That's awesome, and I hope that everything, you know, goes, and I hope people take the lead or follow the lead and say, hey, we can do this as well. And I know, you know, I want to talk about football. I did run into a couple of your Soul Patrol brothers and Mike Haynes and Lester Hayes the other day at the Intermountain Healthcare Performance Center. Man, it was cool sitting down with those guys. Those are some real good dudes.
Aren't they studs?
Yes.
I just love being around them both, and I love being around Judge. And Judge is so, he's just funny, man. Mm-hmm. I mean, and he's just very witty. He's brilliant, in my opinion. He just the things he can come up with and talk about. But no, they're good guys, and obviously so talented. Judge, I have no clue why he's not in the Hall of Fame. I mean, you're the guy who was a linebacker in college and brought in, and at his size, put out as a bump and run corner that I think is the best bump and run corner to ever play the game. He had a way about him with his hands, with his leverage point and his strength that just scared these receivers to death. And, you know, because he's a big dude, man. Mm-hmm. And just with the speed he had and the quickness with his feet, just how, you know, he perfected the bump and run, I'm telling you. And Willie Brown was a stud, but this guy, Judge, man, he just took it to another level, man. He was really good. And so from a bumper, just from that whole story and how it's, you know, where he came from and you know, and people all talk about here's a young man who stuttered.
Yeah.
And he overcame that. And it's all of those things that, to me, so powerful that, you know, the Hall is about a lot of things. Obviously, it's about the greatest players, but it's also about, you know, telling a story and something for those young kids that are coming up to look at and go, wow, look at this guy. Look what he overcame. Look what he did to become one of the greatest. And so I just don't understand it. He should be in the Hall, bro.
Yeah, no, he should, and he will be there in Canton one day, I do believe. And you know, last year we ran into each other for Tom Flores and Charles Woodson. This year I'm hoping to run into you for Cliff Branch. You plan on being out there to celebrate Cliff?
I'm coming. I'm in, bro. I'll be there.
Nice, nice. That's what I'm looking forward to. I'm so glad. I know it's late, and he's not going to be able to celebrate, but at least his family, at least his teammates, at least his, you know, friends are all going to be able to celebrate the greatness of Cliff Branch. Well, Van, I don't want to hold you up too much, but I definitely wanted to get your thoughts and appreciate you as well for everything that you got going on and helping secure campuses. And like I said, I hope so many different people, individuals, teams, they follow the lead and do the same thing, because we've got to take care of our children, my man. We thank you so much.
Well, you're a good dude. You really are. Thank you, brother.
So there's the conversation I had right there with former Raider safety Van McElroy. That was on my radio show on Unnecessary Roughness, Raider Nation Radio 920 on Thursday. Hopefully you enjoyed that, and hopefully you really appreciate what Mark Davis and the Raiders are doing. Hopefully you appreciate what Van McElroy is doing, and hopefully other professionals and other professional teams. I'm not just talking football. I'm talking basketball, baseball, everyone that rakes in all the money that they do. We see the contracts of all these players. We know how much money they're making. We know how much it costs to go to games and enjoy it with your family. Well, hopefully these organizations, professional organizations, give back to the communities that they're in and help protect the kids' campuses that, you know, our kids go to and their kids go to as well. So salute to the Raiders. Salute to Mark Davis. Salute to Van McElroy for doing everything that they can. Coming up in segment number three, I'll get to a couple calls and texts before we close things out. I thought I was going to have to split up that interview, but I decided to just go ahead and run it in segment number two. So I'll grab a couple calls and texts as we close out this show on this Friday. Before I get to any of that, though, I do want to tell you about rockauto.com. They are a family business, been serving auto part customers online for over 20 years. And the best part about rockauto.com, not only is it very convenient for you to get your parts delivered directly to your door, but you're going to get them delivered directly to your door at a discounted price. They're going to save you all kinds of money. And that's what's super important, right? All the parts are great parts. The same parts you're going to get at a chain store or a dealership, but you're going to save a lot of money at the same time. And they have just about everything that you would need. All you got to do is go to the website, rockauto.com, punch in the kind of car that you have, what you need, and boom, all your options will come up. It's that simple. You pay for it, and they'll come directly to your door. So you'll love the selection. You'll love the prices. And again, they're a family business, been serving auto park customers online for over 20 years, so that means they're not going anywhere. They're reliable. You can count on them. Go to rockauto.com right now. See all the parts available for your car or truck. The only thing I ask you to do is there's a box that said, how'd you hear about us? Just write the Locked On Raiders podcast. That's how they know that I sent you and I'm doing my job. Great selection, super low prices. All the parts your car is ever going to need is at one spot. That's rockauto.com.
Your Locked On Raiders, your daily podcast on the Las Vegas Raiders. Part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
Here we go, Raider Nation. Segment number three of today's Locked On Raiders podcast. Your time to shine. Get your calls and texts in straight off that Locked On Raider podcast voicemail line, 707-654-4693. Don't have a lot of time to get a lot of calls in, but we'll get a couple in before we close things out. Let's start things off with Raider Izzy. He's calling to respond to San Diego Tony, who is asking about the Raiders defense, thinking a lot. Here he is, Raider Izzy.
What up, too? Raider Izzy. Wanted to call in regards to San Diego Tony. Had a good call yesterday in regards to his concern about defense thinking too much. And it's a valid concern, like you said, 100%. I kind of want to try to put some minds to ease there. Here's how I was thinking the same thing, but here's how I kind of made myself relax a little bit. The difference is that, yes, we are having the players think a little bit, but at the same time, we're not taking – you know, the LaMarcus Joiners of the world and trying to turn them into a slot cornerback when he's clearly a free safety. We're literally playing players to their strengths. So, yes, they're thinking a little bit, but at the same time, in my mind, I'm kind of telling myself, you know, they're thinking a little bit, but at the same time, they're thinking about things that they know because we're playing players to their strengths as opposed to trying to fit a square peg in a circle hole. You know what I mean? I don't know. That's just kind of how my mind's working with this whole thing. You know, I love the fact that we're going to be utilizing players to their strengths. And to be honest, I honestly believe that Patrick Graham didn't even take this job with a scheme in mind. I think they wanted to build the team and then build the scheme based upon the players that they have. So I'm okay with them thinking a little bit if it means they're thinking about things that they're good at, that they know. And, you know, we're not trying to teach them how to do things that they're just not capable of. So I hope that makes you feel a little bit better, because that's kind of what made me feel better with the whole thing, to be honest with you. But, yeah, I just wanted to throw that out there. But love the show as always, bro. Later.
There he goes. That's Raider Izzy. Thank you for the call, my man. You know, I appreciate you as always. And you bring up some great points. And I think it makes a lot of sense. I just want to see it, right? I believe Patrick Graham is going to be a really good coach and, more importantly, a really good teacher. Explain not only what these players are supposed to do, but why. That's something that Josh McDaniels does. And that's something I believe Patrick Graham is going to do as well. It can be a problem if they're thinking too much. But if it's taught the right way and coached the right way, then it'll be like you said, it should be pretty smooth. So thank you so much for that call. Great stuff. Appreciate you. Got a text from Keegan in Vancouver, Washington. Say, what's up, Q? It's Keegan from Vancouver, Washington. Since we're in the season of list, I have a pretty good one I'd love to hear your thoughts on. What are the top three position groups or players that the Raiders will have to scheme around if they went into the season with what they have? I would say the offensive line as a whole, number one, the DB room as a whole, number two, and specifically Abram if he starts, and how they'll keep him out of bad situations. Let me know what you think. Raiders. That's from Keegan in Vancouver, Washington. Thank you so much for the text. I appreciate you. And, yeah, I think there's no doubt about it. The offensive line's got to be number one. That's got to be the position group that everyone's going to be paying attention to see how it comes together. It could end up being really good, or it could be like a lot of people think it's going to be a little suspect, and it'll take a little bit of time to grow. So that's got to be number one. I believe the DB room has got to be number two as well. I think that they should have gone out and addressed the secondary and got a veteran corner that can be a guy that you can always count on. That is something that I definitely believe is an area of concern. But again, if that defensive line is putting in the work that they should put in, then they'll be okay, right? I mean, maybe a guy like Rocky Sin is able to step up. Maybe a guy like Trayvon Mullen is able to stay healthy. There's a lot of ifs, but if it works out that way, then it'll be a good thing. As far as number three, and I'm thinking about position groups, I think that, man, that's a tough one. That's a really tough call because the running back room is loaded. I'm interested in that just to see who's going to come out of that and who's going to get the most burn. I could say the linebacking room, But it also depends on if Devon Diablo is able to step up and build off what he did last year. So that's what I'll roll with. I think defensive tackle is an area. Let's go with defensive tackle. Forget the linebacking room. I'll trust that Devon Diablo is going to step up and Denzel Perryman will be able to help him out. I think the defensive tackle, who's going to emerge as the guy, and can they be a guy that opposing teams have to worry about? You know what I mean? Like, can they get someone that could really be dominant from the middle, the interior of that defensive line for the Raiders? Because, again, last season under Gus Bradley, it wasn't about stopping the run. It was about the thinner guys, the quicker guys trying to get to the quarterback. This year, they brought in the beef. They brought in the 300-pound-plus guys to try to slow down the run, but also get some pressure on the quarterback. So, yeah, let's go D-tackle. So it's offensive line, defensive tackle, and veteran corner. Those are the three areas that I believe the Raiders are still – it's still going to be something to pay attention to during training camp and the preseason. Thank you so much for that text. I appreciate you. Next up is a call from Silver and Black 86 and a 209. He's calling to share his thoughts on the offensive line and what he thinks overall about the team. Here he is, Silver and Black 86 and a 209.
Hey, Q. Silver Black 86 Raiders out of the 209. So, I've been thinking, you know, the last four games of the season last year, the offensive line, I'm going to say they held their water pretty good, you know? And also, I was thinking, you know, maybe with the weapons that we do have, you think that would, ease up on the offensive line a little bit easier for them, you know what I'm saying? No. Derek Carr does get the ball off. He's one of the fastest quarterbacks to get the ball off in the first place, along with the weapons in play. So I'm thinking that maybe our offensive line ain't getting as much respect as they should deserve. I'm excited for the season. I can't wait to see what we do. Because all around, I feel like the Raiders are being slept on. With that being said, Raider Nation, let's get it, baby. It's our time.
There you go, Silver and Black 86 and the 209. Appreciate the call, my man. And honestly, I don't think the team's being slept on. You know, I mean, there's so many outlets and individuals that are really openly giving the Raiders props. And I think it's okay to have questions about aspects of the team. I mean, again, we talked about offensive line, cornerback, defensive tackle. I mean, I think that that's fair. But for the most part, I think that there's a lot of folks out there, whether they're just jumping on the bandwagon, and a lot of them are, but I feel like a lot of folks are starting to give the Raiders a lot of props. I know Rich Eisen's giving the Raiders a lot of props. I know that Adam Rank, I had his breakdown of the schedule on the show yesterday. He had the Raiders going 12-5. There's multiple outlets out there now that are all of a sudden starting to give the Raiders more love than they had before. So I think that's okay, you know, and on top of that, you know, you're a Raider fan. I'm a Raider fan. It's okay to be doubted, right? That's kind of the beauty of it. It's even better. You saw what the Warriors did. You saw how great it was to get that W on Thursday night and then win that championship when so many people doubted them that they can get back on that stage again. They did it. Made that championship that much sweeter. So I think it's all good, man. I don't ever worry about too much of that. Thank you for the call, though. I do appreciate you. Next up, got a text from Raider Corey in Louisville, and I think we'll close it out with this. Hey, Q, it's Raider Corey from Louisville. It's been a long time since I reached out, but I enjoy the podcast. I just want to say thanks to Mark Davis and the Raiders for donating $1 million for the families in the Texas tragedy. It's just another example of how the Raider family is a class act organization. Go Raiders. That's from Raider Corey in Louisville. And you know what? I couldn't have said it any better myself. I was very passionate about it when I talked about it on my radio show. When I was talking with Van McElroy, as you heard that conversation in segment number two. But yeah, man, I can go on and on and on about how much I respect the organization, Mark Davis and Van McElroy, for everything they're doing. It just means so stinking much. So you're spot on, Raider Corey. Thank you so much for that. I do appreciate you. That's all we got time for on today's show. Thank you so much for making the Locked On Raider podcast your first listen each and every day. Remember, you can find the Locked On Raider podcast free and available on all platforms. Raider Nation, have a great weekend. Take care of your fathers. Fathers, have a great Father's Day. It's awesome. I know that we don't get the same love that mothers do, but that's all right. It's all good. We get socks, right? We're all going to talk on Monday about who got the best socks. I'm telling you right now, I'm going to get the best socks because I'm going to try to get me some dry fits. I need me some Nike dry fit socks, and if I do, I'm good to go. No, but really, enjoy the weekend. Enjoy Father's Day. Appreciate everything that you do each and every day. Appreciate you supporting the show like you do each and every day and each and every week. So enjoy the weekend. We'll talk again on Monday. Raider Nation, take care of your family. Love on your family. Most importantly, as always, just win, baby.